This is 88.9 FM. I'm Jill Roberts. Signs along the Riverwalk in Stewart warn to avoid contact with the water due to the possible presence of toxic blue-green algae. Businesses located along the waterfront worry about their bottom line. At least one kayak shop has closed, saying people aren't interested in kayaking in the possibly toxic water. The state's Department of Economic Opportunity would like to hear from these businesses. Tiffany Voss is Director of Communications for External Affairs. She joins us now. You want to hear from these businesses possibly suffering due to the presence of algae.
Governor Scott asked the Florida Department of Economic Opportunity to open up the Business Damage Assessment Survey. This survey allows our agency to hear from businesses across the state on how the algae blooms are affecting them, so that then we can properly, you know, work with our partners, both state and federal, to come up with solutions to assist these businesses so they can reopen their doors and get Floridians back to work.
And what counties are included in this?
Specifically, Glade, Hendry, Lee, Martin, Okeechobee, Palm Beach, and St. Lucie counties, where the emergency order was issued. But if there's small businesses in other counties that were affected, we certainly want to hear from them as well.
And what are you looking for? What would indicate that a business was affected by the algae?
We want to know if businesses are open or closed, if they've suffered any location damages, or if they've had physical damages or economic losses due to the algae blooms, or if they've even had an interruption in their insurance. Any of that information we want to take in so that we can help assist them with finding resources to help them get back open quicker.
What kind of help can you offer?
So the Small Business Development Council Center can offer business counseling. We can do that throughout the year, but mainly want to find out if we need to help get that information out. Other kinds of opportunities that we could do is we could work with Visit Florida to help, you know, find out what the damage is and then promote the area. So if the area is that we're getting all of this news that the algae blooms are affecting the beaches, and once that's cleared up, we want to make sure that visitors still keep coming to Florida. We can work with them to market the area more and help let visitors know that it's back open for business.
This isn't the first time we've had this problem. Were you able to help in the past?
We were. We were able to provide some counseling on how they could get back open on their feet, and we did offer some emergency bridge loan programs.
And how does the survey work?
So businesses who want to fill out the survey should go to floridadisaster.biz. Then when they get to floridadisaster.biz, they should click on Business Damage Assessment Survey. It will take about 2 to 3 minutes to fill out the survey, and that information is going to help us help businesses in the area that are affected by algae blooms.
And how long do businesses have to fill out this survey?
For the foreseeable future, we want to hear from all businesses that are potentially affected by the algae blooms. And the more information that we can get, the better we can create and develop programs to best serve the community.
We've been speaking with Tiffany Voss. She's Director of Communications and External Affairs for the Florida Department of Economic Opportunity. We'll have a link to the survey for businesses who feel they suffered from algae present in the water released from Lake Okeechobee on our website. That's WQCS.org. I'm Jill Roberts, 88.9 FM.